Welcome to the iPod Week in Review podcast. A look at some of the week's top headlines. Syncona announces Novartis discontinuing development of GT-005 for geographic atrophy. In a news release, healthcare investment trust Syncona Limited announced that pharmaceutical company Novartis would discontinue development of GT-005. The decision was based on a recommendation from the Independent Data Monitoring Committee, based on data from the Phase 2 Horizon study. GT-005 was under development for addressing secondary to dry age-related macular degeneration. Novartis acquired Gyroscope Holdings Limited from Syncona in February 2022. According to the statement from Syncona, the Independent Data Monitoring Committee performed an overall benefit-risk assessment of available data from the program studies. The committee concluded that the available data did not support continuation of development for GT-005.
Alcon reveals final data from Vivity Registry study which demonstrates sustained high patient satisfaction and reduced spectacle dependence. Alcon has announced final data from its Vivity Registry study, which monitored real-world patient experiences for up to 12 months post-cataract surgery with implantation of either Acrisoft IQ Vivity or Acrisoft IQ Vivity Toric Presbyopia Correcting Intraocular Lens. Alcon stated in a press release that data from more than 900 cataract patients demonstrated sustained clinical performance, high patient satisfaction and reduced dependence upon spectacles. Alcon also stated that evidence suggested that Acrisoft IQ Vivity can be used successfully in a broad range of patients, providing surgeons and patients with additional treatment options. The Vivity Registry study was a multi-center, ambuspective, non-comparative, open-label, non-interventional registry study conducted across 41 sites from 8 countries.
Ocugen announces positive clinical study update from the Phase 1-2 trial of OCU400. Ocugen Inc. announced a clinical study update for retinitis pigmentosa, RP, participants treated in the Phase 1-2 trial to assess the safety and efficacy of OCU400 for RP associated with NR2E3 and rhodopsin mutations and Leber congenital amaurosis with mutations in the CEP290 gene. According to the company, this clinical study update is an extension of results provided by Ocugen on April 14, 2023. And includes additional subjects from the high-dose group. The company said in a news release it believes that OCU400, Ocugen's therapeutic approach, utilizing a proprietary modifier gene therapy platform, has the potential to be a gene-agnostic therapeutic for retinitis pigmentosa and Leber congenital amaurosis patients with inherited retinal degeneration.
Bausch & Lomb launches Mayabo in United States. Bausch & Lomb Corp. announced the U.S. commercial launch of Mayabo for treatment of the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. According to the company, Mayabo is the first and only prescription eye drop approved for DED that directly targets tear evaporation. The companies noted that the FDA approval was backed up by positive data from the Gobi and Mojave Phase 3 pivotal clinical trials, which included 1,217 patients who were diagnosed with dry eye disease as well as clinical signs of meibomian gland dysfunction, consistently meeting primary clinical sign and patient-reported symptom endpoints in the trials.